Blog Talk Radio.
Rola la radio tu rosita te la brisa te la tu compro brisa. Rola la radio tu rosita te la brisa te la tu compro brisa. Re te la brisa te la tu compro brisa. Re te la brisa te la tu compro brisa. Re te la brisa te la tu compro
A child of darkness became a child of light. When my soul was so dry and I needed grace, so
well, good afternoon, and welcome to Miracle Outreach Ministries on Sunday. Praise the Lord. Yes, our God does prevail. Our God is all-powerful, and our God connects us regardless of technology in Jesus' name. Amen. Can everybody say amen?
Amen.
Amen. I pray that you have your elements ready. If you were in the chat room, we sent you a message. We thank all of you who came up and prayed and interceded and warred along with us as we went into warfare concerning the connection this morning. We thank you, Lord, that you are mighty and that you are great and powerful, and nothing is too difficult for you. Again, I say nothing is too difficult for you, because you are able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us. We thank you, Lord, for your power. Amen. We give you praise. We give you glory. We give you honor, Lord. We lift up holy hands before you without wrath and doubting. And Father, now we repent of our sins and our iniquities, Lord, our trespasses, everything that we have done and said that is not pleasing to you. We ask for your forgiveness. 1 John 1:9 says that if we will confess our sins, you are faithful and just to forgive us and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. We thank you for your cleansing, Father. We thank you, Lord, for those even who come to church and sit there and ignore you. But, Lord, nonetheless, your mercy is great toward us. Great is your faithfulness. And we give you praise, glory, and honor. Amen. Praise the Lord. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we thank you for Holy Communion. For you have called your people to be holy, Lord. For your word says, be ye holy, for I am holy. And we thank you for your holiness among us. We take your bread, we take this cup that Jesus Christ spilled his blood for us to partake in the name of Jesus. For I have received of the Lord that which also I delivered unto you, that the Lord Jesus, the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he brake it and said, take, eat. This is my body, which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me. Partake of the bread. After the same manner also he took the cup when he had supped, saying, this cup is the New Testament in my blood. This do ye as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. Partake of the cup. Thank you, Lord. For as often as ye eat this bread and drink this cup, you do show the Lord's death till he come. Wherefore, whosoever shall eat this bread and drink this cup of the Lord unworthily shall be guilty of the body and blood of the Lord. But let a man examine himself, and so let him eat of that bread and drink of that cup. For he that eateth and drinketh unworthily eateth and drinketh damnation to himself, not discerning the Lord's body. For this cause many are weak and sickly among you, and many sleep. For if we would judge ourselves, we should not be judged. But when we are judged, we are chastened of the Lord. The Lord corrects his people, you know, that we should not be condemned with the world. Amen? Amen. Praise the Lord. This is the church prayer meeting. Amen? The church of the Lord Jesus Christ is called to pray without ceasing. We are to give ourselves to prayer. Not merely prayers for ourselves and that which concerns our lives, but we are to pray for men everywhere. This is the responsibility of every Christian everywhere at all times. We are to pray for the peace of Jerusalem and for all who are in authority. We are to pray for leaders in the church and for all who work in God's vineyard. We are to pray for our nation and for its people and for all the inhabitants of the earth. Isaiah 55, verse 6. Seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Call upon him while he is near. Matthew 7:7. Ask, and it shall be given you. Seek, and ye shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened unto you. Amen. Father, in the name of Jesus, we just want to thank you for the opportunity to come before you in prayer this morning. We thank you, Lord, that although the enemy raged, yet the kingdom of God prevailed. And we thank you, Lord, that as we walk before you in the newness of life, you will direct our lives and you will direct our cause. You call us, Father, to watch, therefore, and pray always that we may be accounted worthy to escape all these things that shall come to pass and to stand before the Son of Man. Yes, Lord, it is so. These are the end times, and we are drawing closer and nearer to the time when each of us must stand before the Lord. We ask you, Father, to help us to prepare for that day when we will see you face to face and give an account for the things done in our body in the name of Jesus Christ. We give you praise, Lord. We give you glory, and we give you honor. We lift our hearts before you, Lord, and we ask you, Lord, to judge our hearts. We ask you, Lord, to judge our hearts, and we ask you, Lord, to touch us. Show us what is in our hearts that is not pleasing to you. We desire to live a life pleasing to you, Father. We desire to live a life where we walk with you in truth and in holiness. We thank you, Father, that you exhort us, therefore, that first of all, supplications and prayers and intercessions and the giving of thanks be made for all men. We lift up all men to you, Father, and we give you thanks for all men everywhere in Jesus' name. For kings, for presidents, for prime ministers, we lift them all up before you now, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ. And we ask, Father, in the name of Jesus, that you touch them, Lord. We know that at the end, the Antichrist will take rule, Father. But until that time, your people have authority in the earth. Your people are here to do your bidding and your will, Father. We thank you that you cause us to will and to do of your good pleasure. And we thank you, Lord, for the prayers that you have taught us to pray, Father. We give you praise, and we pray for all that are in authority. We lift them up to you now, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ. For you said, if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray. So, Father, we've come before you this morning to humble ourselves before you and to pray, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for those who fasted as they were asked to do, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ. We thank you, Lord, that you see our humility and you are here in our midst today. We give you praise that we might lead a quiet and peaceable life in all godliness and honesty. For this is good and acceptable in the sight of our Savior. Because, Father, you will have all men to be saved and to come into the knowledge of the truth. For there is one God and one mediator between God and men, the man Christ Jesus, who gave himself a ransom for all to be testified in due time. We give you praise. We give you glory. We give you honor. We thank you, Father, that the word of God is mighty among your people. We thank you, Lord, that not a day passed by that we don't call upon your holy name, that we don't stretch our hands before you, that we don't bow and worship you, Lord, because we are your people and the sheep of your pasture. We thank you, Lord. Lord, you have heard the desire of the humble, and you will prepare our hearts, yes, and you will cause our ears to hear, Lord, so that we can judge properly, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, that we might order our lives properly before you, that is fitting before the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. We thank you, Lord, that there is grace sufficient for every need in our lives. There is no situation that you are not aware of and that you have already made the preparation for. We thank you, Lord, that if we would but trust you, we would be able to see the provision that you have made, Lord. For you open your hand and satisfy the desire of every living thing. The Lord upholdeth all that fall and raises up all those that be bowed down. The eyes of all wait upon thee, and thou givest them their meat in due season. The Lord is righteous in all his ways and holy in all his works. The Lord is near unto all that call upon him, to all that call upon him in truth. He will fulfill the desire of them that fear him. He will also hear their cry and will save them. We thank you, Lord. We give you praise. We give you glory. We give you honor. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord, that the righteous are ever before you, Father. You never forget us. You see us. You know everything about us. You know our down rising, our up. And as we come before you, Lord, you know everything. There is nothing hidden before you, Lord. Not one thing. Nothing about our hearts or our lives are hidden. And so, Father, you call us out of hypocrisy, out of putting forth a face and having a different heart. You call us, Lord, out of lying and out of deceit and out of being disingenuous. You want truth in the inward part, and you want us to come before you in the spirit of truth. We give you praise, glory, and honor in the name of Jesus Christ. We thank you, Lord, that you said in your word that all things that the Father have you gave to Jesus, and you said, Lord Jesus, you would take of yours and show it to us. We thank you, Lord, that the word of God is not bound. And you said in that day to ask in your name, and that you would not say to us no, but rather you would answer our prayer, and that you would pray to the Father for us. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, we come in agreement with the intercession of the Godhead concerning your people, concerning the body of Christ, concerning the United States of America and every nation, concerning the things that are going on in the streets of America and the causes thereof, concerning the lives of men, women, boys, and girls everywhere, concerning the righteous, concerning those who are yet to hear the name of Jesus Christ, concerning every single thing about our lives, Father, in Jesus' name. We put our lives in your hands, Father. We put our lives in your hands. We thank the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, that he may give unto us the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him, the eyes of our understanding being enlightened, that we may know what is the hope of his calling and what is the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints, and what is the exceeding greatness of his power to usward who believe, according to the working of his mighty power. We thank you, Father, that you have set us in heavenly places. You have given us a seat, a place in heavenly places with you, Lord Jesus, from which we pray today, far above all principality and power and might and dominion and every name that is named, not only in this world, but also in that which is to come. We give you praise. We give you glory. We give you honor and thanksgiving, Father, honor and thanksgiving. We thank you, Lord, that as we walk through this life, Lord, we have been told by your word that our sins have been forgiven. The Bible says that this is the covenant that I will make with them after these days, saith the Lord. I will put my laws in their hearts, and in their minds will I write them, and their sins and iniquities will I remember no more. Having therefore, brethren, boldness to enter into the holies of holies by the blood of Jesus Christ, we worship you today, Lord, in holiness. We plead the blood of Jesus. We plead the blood of Jesus. We plead the merits of the shed blood of Jesus as we come before your throne, Lord. We thank you and we give you praise, Lord. We thank you and we give you praise, Lord. Hallelujah. Let us draw near with a true heart and full assurance of faith, having our hearts sprinkled from an evil conscience and our bodies washed with pure water. We thank you, Father, that as we come together, Lord, you bind us in cords of love. We thank you for the love of God that is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Spirit. We give you praise. We give you glory and we give you honor for us in the name of Jesus Christ. And we thank you, Lord, that you called your people to separate themselves from the world. And, Father, today we fall upon our faces before you. We fall upon our faces before you, Lord. We lay prostrate before you today, Lord, because our situation is grave. The world is in a turmoil, Lord, not knowing where to go, not knowing who to believe, not knowing whom to trust, Father. But we know that we can trust you. We know that you will never fail us, Father. And we said, the Bible says, if we abide in you and your words abide in us, that we can ask what we will and it will be done unto us. And that our Father is glorified when we bear much fruit. And therefore, we are your disciples. As the Father has loved you, Lord Jesus, you have loved us, and you call us to continue in your love. We give you praise for that love. We thank you, Father. And right now, this moment, before your throne, we forgive everyone who has ever sinned against us or against our family member or against our race or against our people or against our neighborhood or against the situations of our life. We forgive them from the heart. We hold no grudges. We hold no bitterness. We take authority, dominion, and power over every spirit of bitterness and hardness of heart in any heart that is a part of this worship service in Jesus' name and is connected to us in the name of Jesus. We ask for the convicting power of the Holy Spirit to convict us, Father, where we are wrong. Yes, things have happened in this life, Father. Things do happen. Through much tribulation, we enter into the kingdom of God. But we thank you, Father, that the roots of bitterness are uprooted out of our hearts in the name of Jesus. We bind them in the name of Jesus Christ. We send them into the cage and to the feet of Jesus for judgment. We command every spirit of bitterness to leave the people of God now in Jesus' name. Deep breath and cough. Cough those spirits of bitterness, unforgiveness, malice, hatred, backbiting. Come up and out of the people now in the name of Jesus Christ. Leave them now. Everything spoken out of the mouth from the time of birth until this moment that is not of God, we bind it in Jesus' name. We send it into the cage to the feet of Jesus for judgment. All those wicked words bound up in the name of Jesus Christ. We forbid any spirit to come along and to attempt to manifest them in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord, for pure words coming out of our mouths, holy words coming out of our mouths, words that edify, words that build up, words that are of God in the name of Jesus Christ. We give you praise. We give you glory. We give you honor for it, Father, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord. And we give you praise. We thank you and we give you praise. Father, we continue in prayer and watch the same with thanksgiving. We thank you, Lord, for the prayers that you have prayed for us. And we pray for others also. We lift up to you, Father, those that have never heard the name of Jesus Christ. They have never had the opportunity to receive him as Lord and Savior. We lift up to you, Lord, those that only want to receive Jesus as Savior, and they don't want him to be the Lord of their lives. They resent his interference, as they think it, in their lives. They don't want him telling them how to live and what to do. We forgive in the name of Jesus Christ as the body of Christ, and we present them to you, Father, worldwide, all the people who don't want Jesus to rule over their lives. We ask you, Father, to pour out your mercy over them in the name of Jesus Christ. We ask you, Father, to release your grace. We ask you for the convicting power of the Lord Jesus. We lift up to you, Father, the people that believe that at the last moment they'll just ask you to forgive their sins and get in. Well, Lord, they're taking their example from the thieves on the cross. You see, the thief that made it in, Lord, had not had prior opportunity to receive you. So, Father, there are many that walk the earth that have had plenty of opportunity to receive you if they would, but they turn the shoulder to you. They harden their hearts, they stiffen their neck, and they refuse to bow the knee. But the Bible says that every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father. We thank you and we give you praise, Father. We thank you and we give you praise. But he that doeth wrong shall receive for the wrong which he hath done, and there is no respect of persons. We thank you, Lord, that whatsoever we do it heartily as unto the Lord and not unto men, knowing that of the Lord we shall receive the reward of the inheritance, for ye serve the Lord Christ. We thank you. and we give you praise, Lord. We thank you and we give you praise. We ask you, Lord, that as we come before you today, that you would remember our lost loved ones, Father, those that still can't understand why we serve you, those that continue to walk as though life will continue forever. But this is not the truth, Lord. They walk in delusion and they walk in deception. We ask, Father, that you open their eyes for them to see and their ears for them to hear, Lord, the truth of the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ, that their hearts may be convicted, that they may see their need for Jesus Christ and his love and the sacrifice that he gave on Calvary for the remission of sin. Father, we know that Jesus paid a price, a serious price for our salvation, Lord. Even as he was in Gethsemane, Father, he prayed to you and said, "Oh, Father, if it be possible, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, not as I will, but as thou wilt." Father, you are calling us to watch with you today. You're calling us to pray today. You're calling us to call out to you today. We lift up every police officer on the planet, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ. And we bind spirits of carnality and hatred and abuse in their hearts. We bind murder and wickedness in their hearts in Jesus' name. And we release the blood of Jesus Christ. We release the power in the name of Jesus over them, Father. We ask, Father, that during this conflict, that many of their hearts will be pricked and that they will come to the Lord Jesus Christ for the pardon of their sins. We ask you to protect their lives, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ. We ask you to protect the lives of the protesters in the name of Jesus Christ. We ask you, Lord, those that are rioting, even protect their lives, for they do not know you nor the gospel, nor that your word says not to riot. But, Father, we cover them in the name of Jesus Christ. We bind rioting devils that have been loosed in Jesus' name. We ask, Father, that you use this opportunity to turn people's hearts and minds towards you. The Bible says that if you be lifted up, Lord God, that you will draw all men to you. We call you, Father, to draw people to you from the north, the south, the east, and the west, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ. The revival has begun, and we are in the throes of revival prayer in the name of Jesus. We call on you, Father. We call on you. You said to ask you, and you would give us the heathen for an inheritance, Father. We call on you this day in the name of Jesus Christ. We call on you, Father, this day in the name of Jesus Christ. We ask you, Father, that as we call out before the throne, Lord, that the great cloud of witnesses join us in prayer today, Lord. All of those that have gone before us, Father, that they join us, calling for your will to be done on the earth, just as it is in heaven. We bind up the will of the wicked one in the name of Jesus Christ. We thank you, Lord. And the Bible says, Father, that when we stand praying, forgive. And if we have aught, anything against anyone, that our Father, which is in heaven, may forgive our trespasses. Father, we lift up to you those that we have something against them, Lord. Something has happened in the course of relationship. There's been a breach. There's been a tear. There's been a disconnect. There's been pain and suffering and anguish. There's been misunderstanding. There's been strife and debate. Angry words have been spoken. The cold shoulder has been turned. Communication has come down, Father, in the name of Jesus. We ask you, Father, to repair the breach. According to your will, in Jesus' name. We ask, Lord, that you touch the hearts that have been wounded. Those walking in pride, Father, we know that you are able to obey. Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. Forgive them, Father. They know not what they do in the name of Jesus Christ. We ask you, Lord, to touch them. so that they will not have to stand before your throne and give an account for wickedness that they have held in their hearts, Father. You tell us in Matthew 18:18, that if we have a problem, that we are to come before you, the two persons, the parties, whomever they may be, and face one another and speak face to face alone, not spreading it everywhere, but alone, Father, in the name of Jesus. So we lift up to you, Lord, all of those who find fault with us, who persecute us, Father. We have no argument with them, but they have an argument with us. We forgive them, Father, in the name of Jesus. Perhaps we have shared the gospel, and they did not like what the gospel spoke, Father. They did not like the word of God, and therefore they pull away from us. But, Father, we extend your love to them. We extend your mercy. We extend your grace. And we ask you, Father, to touch them in the name of Jesus Christ. We ask you to touch them, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ. There is a fountain filled with blood that is drawn straight from the veins of Jesus Christ. We have come before you, Lord, and we've had our sins washed away. But we lift up to you this moment, Father, those that have not, those that have refused to come to you, those that no matter how long we have prayed and no matter how long we have stood, still resist you and still resist the move of your Spirit. The Bible says, Lord, that all things whatsoever we ask in prayer believing, we shall receive. We thank you, Lord. We ask for their souls to be brought into the kingdom. We ask for their souls, Lord, to be brought into the kingdom. We call on you today, Lord, to reach out to them, to send witnesses. Witnesses, you called us to witness, Lord. You reminded us that when we witness, we are to tell them about you and about your love. So, Father, we ask that you send witnesses across their paths, Father, witnesses that they cannot deny, to tell them about Jesus and about his love, to remind them that they are backslidden and that they must come into the ark of safety, to remind them that they must return to the Lord. We give you praise, we give you glory, and we give you honor. For you said that if two of us shall agree on earth as touching anything that we shall ask, it shall be done for us of our Father which is in heaven. You said, Lord, that where two or three of us are gathered together in your name, you are in the midst. And Father, we thank you that you are in our midst. We ask you to touch their lives and their hearts, Father. We ask you to touch us so that we will have a word in due season to speak to them. A word when we run across them, Lord, to release to them. A rhema word, a power word, a word that will touch their heart in Jesus' name. And as you said, come to pass that before they call, you will answer. And while they're yet speaking, you will hear. We give you praise, we give you glory, and we give you honor for it, Father. We thank you that the just shall live by faith, not by our emotions, Lord, as we have done in the past. We repent for that. But, Father, we ask you to keep us under your care. You tell us, Lord, in your word, as we go forth, as we speak to men, as we keep them in prayer before you, Lord, not to be rash with our mouths, and let not our hearts be hasty to utter anything before God, for you are in heaven, and we are upon the earth. We thank you, Lord, that we bring words that are carefully chosen, Father, words by your Spirit, words led to bring us to the place that we humble ourselves and cry out for souls, Lord. We cry out for souls this morning, Lord. We ask you to break our hearts for souls, Jesus. Cause us to call on you in the midnight hour for souls, Lord. Jesus did not die for cherry trees. Jesus didn't die for monuments. Jesus died for souls. He died for the souls of men and women everywhere. We pass them in the concourse of life. We pass them in the marketplace. But Lord, are our hearts broken for souls? We cry out to you today, Lord, and we ask that you touch your people, that you touch your own church, that you purge your church, Father, that you touch our hearts, Father. Remove the hardness that we have developed, Father. You said, because sin doth abound, the love of many shall wax cold, Lord. But let it not be the hearts of your saints, Father. Let our hearts be fervent and on fire for you, Lord. Let our hearts be fervent and on fire for you. Father, the Bible does say that he that turneth away his ears from hearing what you have to say, even his prayer shall be an abomination. We lift up to you those, Lord, who keep turning away from you continually, for there are many. Some are in our families. Some we are wed to. But we ask you, Lord, to reach out and touch them today. Reach deep into their hearts and into their lives, Father. We cry out to you. We have none other besides you. We depend on no other. We depend not on flesh, Lord, but on you and your mercies and your grace, Lord. We ask you to touch them, Lord. Touch them. We have them in every family represented here today, Lord. Not just in every family, but in every neighborhood, in every community, in every state. Wherever they are across the world, Lord, we ask you to get a hold of them, Father, and get a hold of us. Keep our eyes on the prize. Keep our eyes on the prize, Lord Jesus. Keep our eyes upon you, Lord, because you know the way, and we are following you. And if we follow you, we will not have failure, Father, in Jesus' name. We will not have failure, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ. We give you praise, Lord. We thank you for calling us together. You called us, Father, to arise. And we ask you, Father, to stand forth. We ask you, Lord, to deal with your enemies. You promised to make the enemies the footstool. We thank you, Lord, that your word is true. We thank you, Lord, for removing those things that are keeping people from coming to you. We cut them free from their season of sin in the name of Jesus Christ. We bind up their pleasure in sin for a season. We call that season to close in Jesus' name because the hour is late, Father. The hour is late. And we ask you, Father, to touch their heart, to interrupt their thought processes of what they want to do for themselves. You said in the end times, Father, that men would be truce breakers. They would break covenant. They would be unholy. They would be disobedient. They would not want to hear the truth, Father. But we ask you to circumcise hearts and ears, Father, that they might hear the truth of the word, that they might call upon your name, Father. Even those that are in the house of God, Father, cause us to hunger and thirst after righteousness, that we might be full, that we might be filled to overflowing. We thank you for the overflowing blessing of righteousness. We thank you for the fruit of righteousness in Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord, for grace and grace sufficient. We lift up to you, Lord, the children. The children that are not in school now except by computer, Lord. Father, in days of old, the parents taught their children. And nowadays, Father, the parents hardly have time to teach their children. We ask you, Father, to touch the parents and stir them to that holy call that you have called them to. Stir them, O God, to that righteous call that you've called them to. Remind them, Father, that they must raise their children in the fear and admonition of the Lord. The children are a heritage. They are a heritage of the Lord. They're your inheritance, Lord. So, Father, we forgive everyone that has had an abortion in the name of Jesus. Yes, Lord. We forgive everyone that has had an abortion. We forgive everyone who has murdered a child, even not by abortion. We forgive those, Father, who think it's their job to decide that someone is going to be too sick to live, so we should end their life while they're still in the womb, Father. We forgive their sin. We ask you, Father, that you throw out the lifeline to them and show them, Lord, that science is not greater than God, that you are a miracle-working God and you have not ceased to work miracles. No, the day of miracles is not past because our God is a miracle-working God, and you do your miracles all the time. You are always in the blessing business. So for every babe in the womb, hallelujah, we give that babe to you right now in the name of Jesus Christ. For every babe everywhere in the womb, even that that was just conceived, we dedicate that one to you now, Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ. We forgive the sins of the parents, the sins of fornication, the sins of adultery, the sins of wantonness, in the name of Jesus Christ, and we break the curse of the bastard. We break the curse of the bastard over everyone, Father, over all those in the womb in Jesus' name, and those that have just proceeded out in Jesus' name, over those that are older, Father, and have fought against this their whole life, not knowing what they were fighting against. We break that curse off the life, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, and we call all those people into the kingdom of your dear Son. We give you praise. We give you glory. We give you honor for it, Father. We break the power of the curse, and we release Galatians 3:13 and 14 in Jesus' name, for Jesus has become a curse for them already. For when we were yet in our sins, Christ died for us. We give you praise, we give you glory, we give you honor. We call them forth in the name of Jesus Christ. We call them out of carnality. We call them out of the world. We call them out of sin and into the kingdom of your dear Son. We thank you and we give you praise for it, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ. And in the name of Jesus, we bind devils in the name of Jesus Christ. We cast out devils today. In the name of Jesus, you said all of those that believed you, these signs will follow them, that they would cast out devils. So we command those devils that have kept them in that place and devils that have kept our mouths closed and kept us from witnessing to them. We bind those devils in Jesus' name and we call those devils out. Go into the cage to the feet of Jesus for judgment. The people of God, take a deep breath and cough in the name of Jesus Christ. Every spirit that has kept us from witnessing, every spirit of fear, the fear of man is bound, intimidation, annoyance, I'm too busy, carnality, in the name of Jesus Christ, we bind those devils. We command them to come out. Come out of the people of God. Go into the cage to the feet of Jesus for judgment. Every spirit that has hindered us from witness that God would have us to give, we bind in the name of Jesus. We command it to come out of the people of God, go into the cave, and to the feet of Jesus for judgment. You cannot stay. There is no place for you. Our bodies are the temple of the Holy Ghost. Our bodies are the temple of the Holy Ghost. And we do the Lord's bidding in Jesus' name. We thank you, Father, for grace, grace sufficient. We thank you, Father, for the that you're causing us and you're exhorting us to contend for the faith which was once delivered unto the saints. We give you praise, Lord. We give you glory. We give you honor. Amen. We thank you, Lord, that we have been taught that all unrighteousness is sin. And we thank you, Lord, that there is a sin that's not unto death. We give you praise. We thank you, Lord. And you teach us, Father, that we should not be partakers of other people's evil deeds. Father, everywhere that we have partaken unknowingly of an evil deed of someone else, we ask, Father, that you forgive us and that you teach us to walk in righteousness, that you teach your people to observe the word of God and to obey you, Father, in Jesus' name. Yes, Father, the end of all things is at hand, but you have called us to be sober, to be clear-minded, to understand what the will of the Lord is, and to watch and pray, and to have fervent charity among ourselves. For our love shall cover the multitude of sins, Father, in Jesus' name. We thank you. We give you praise. We thank you and we give you praise, Lord. We know, Lord, that the world does not understand us because they cannot understand the things of God. But, Lord, you called us to witness to them nonetheless. And you have not released us from that charge. As far as our own situations are concerned, you tell us to be anxious and careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let our requests be made known unto you. Let our requests be made known unto you, Lord. We thank you and we give you praise. We thank you and we give you praise. We let our requests be made known. All those requests that have not been spoken today, Lord, we lift them up before you in the name of Jesus. And we receive the answers by faith in Jesus' name. All of the prayers that have been placed in the prayer room, we thank you for it, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the immediate answer in Jesus' name. Because you said, Father, that men ought always to pray and not to faint, not to give up, and not to lose heart in the name of Jesus Christ. We thank you, Father, that as we persevere in prayer, that you will remember that we are among those who called out, Father. We did not turn the head as the Levite that was walking by the the man on the road, Father, waiting for the Good Samaritan to come. No, Lord, today we are taking time to call upon your holy name and cry out for men, women, boys, and girls everywhere to come into the kingdom of God. We call them out of the life of sin. We call them out of the kingdom of darkness and into the kingdom of your dear Son. We lift up to you, Lord, all of those that have blessed us. And you declare in your word, Father, that there is a blessing for those who bless us. We ask you to release the blessing now, Father, in the name of Jesus. These prayers that we pray, Father, we thank you that there is a path which no fowl knoweth and which the vulture's eye hath not seen. The lion's whelps have not trodden it, nor the fierce lion passed by it. We thank you, Lord, for keeping our prayers under the blood. We thank you for the prayers that you've caused us to utter this morning in Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord, that death and destruction have no part of our lives, but your love, your prosperity, your blessing, and your truth are ours to receive. We thank you, Lord, that as we go forth during the week, you will open our eyes to see what we ought to pray for. It's right before our eyes. The harvest is ripe and falling to the ground. But your people pass by every day, Lord, and we see not the soul that we need to witness to. We go by them every day, Lord, and we see not what is in your heart. So, Father, we ask you to touch us in such a way that we will hear your voice and that we will open our mouths. We will listen to the voice of the Holy Spirit as we have been taught, and we will go forth and minister the truth, telling them about Jesus and about his love. The word declares, give me understanding, and I will keep thy law. Yes, I will observe it with my whole heart. Make me to go in the path of thy commandment. Yes, Lord, we incline our hearts into the path of your commandment. Turn our eyes away from beholding vanity and renew your way in us. Renew your way in us. Establish your word unto your servants, Lord, because we are devoted to your reverence. We thank you. We have longed after your precepts, Father. Quicken us in your righteousness. Quicken us in your righteousness. Lord, you hear us. And you know what's in our hearts. And we thank you for having given us your holy word, the King James Version of the Bible. Your word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path, Lord. We have said to you repeatedly, that we will perform your word, and that we will keep your righteous judgment. Help us, Lord. Renew us, Lord, according to your word, according to the word that you have given your people, Lord. Let us go forth with love in our hearts, love for those who don't know us, caring for those who don't care about us. Because, Lord, they need love. Everyone on this planet needs love. Everyone on this planet needs love, Father. Let us go forth being filled with the love of God, pouring forth the love of God wherever we go, pouring forth the love of God. Lord, we take hold of your instruction, and we won't let go, because your instructions are our life. Your instructions to us are our life. So that when we go, our steps won't be hampered, and when we run, we will not stumble. Cause us to enter into the path of life, Father, not into the path of the wicked. Cause us to avoid the path of the wicked, to pass it by, to turn from it, and to let it pass away. Let it be removed from your people, Lord. Hold your people close, Father, in this wicked day and in this hour, Lord. For, Lord, you are our confidence, and you will keep our foot from being taken. You will keep our foot from being taken. The Bible says it is you who are able to keep us from falling and to present us blameless before your throne. We thank you, Lord, that when we are presented, we will be clean. We will be wearing robes of righteousness. And before us will be your gate, and you will open the gate for this righteous nation, that those that remain faithful to you may enter in. Those that remain faithful to you, Lord, will enter in. The way of the just is uprightness, and you prepare the path of the just. Yes, Lord, you prepare the path of the just. With our whole souls, Lord, we have desired you, even in the night. Yes, with our spirits within us, we will seek you early. We want to learn righteousness. We want to learn truth. We don't want to be like the wicked who refuse to learn righteousness. Lord, we praise you. There is none besides you. None other God has ever been who you are. You are the Creator. You are the Magnificent One, the Holy One, the Righteous One. You are Jehovah Jireh, the one who supplies all our needs. You are the Lord our God, our banner. You are our peace. You are our safety. You are everything. You are our healer. You are our guide. You are our comforter. You are everything that we have desired. Lord, cause our hearts to seek hard after you, to follow hard after you, Lord. And we will run the way of your commandments. As the deer panteth for the water, Lord, so our souls panteth after thee. You alone, Lord, are our heart's desire, and we long to worship you. We long to worship you in the beauty of holiness, Lord. We call upon your grace this morning, Lord. We call upon your grace. We thank you, Lord, that having been forgiven, that we may now learn your truth and your word, how to please you, how to serve you, how to live for you, how to be a living epistle read of all men. Yes, Lord, we are aware that we are the only Bible that some will ever read, and that our lives must be presented before men. They must see Jesus walking in a person. They must see the living Savior in a person to believe that he actually walked the earth, and that the Bible is not some antiquated book old and dusty, and that does not pertain to their lives. So, Lord, we lay our lives before you, and we ask you to do the work in us that you must do, that when you set us before men, that they will see our good works and glorify our Father, which is in heaven. They will see Jesus in us, the hope of glory. They will see the love of God in us and desire it. They will see the day spring in us, the light of the world in us, and want him for themselves. This is our cry before you today, Lord. Touch your people. Change us, mold us, develop us, mature us. Do what is right in your eyes. You are the potter, we are the clay. We lay ourselves before you. We surrender, we yield, we come before you in reverence. And we ask you, Lord, to have your way. Have your way, Lord, in our lives. Have your way, Lord. Do those things that are right in your sight. Even when we don't understand, yet we will trust you and depend upon you. We don't have to have all the answers. We have him who is the answer. So we come before you, Lord, and we bow ourselves today. And we ask you to set our feet in paths of righteousness for your name's sake, Lord. Give us the words we need. Give us the spirit of utterance that when we come before you, when we call upon your name, lives will be changed. Circumstances will be changed. Atmospheres will be changed. And people will come to Jesus. We thank you, Lord, for calling them out of the darkness and into the light. We are the salt of the earth, you have told us, Lord. But, Lord, let us not lose our saltiness. The world needs our saltiness. Fill us, Lord, with yourself. We empty ourselves of all that is not you in us. And we ask you, Lord, to fill us. Give us a fresh infilling, Lord. Fill us with yourself. Fill us with your love. Fill us with your mercy. Fill us with your compassion. Fill us with your word. Fill us with your truth, Lord. The gospel is sown in peace. In those who make peace. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. Lord, help us to see beyond their sin and see their needs. Open the eyes of our hearts, Lord. We want to see you, but we want to see them the way you see them. Open our hearts, Lord, that we can see beyond the flesh. That we can see beyond their flesh and see the needs that you're calling us to pray about. Let us care and esteem the lives of others greater than ourselves. Let us find the place where we don't always come to you about every little thing we want, but about the needs of men and women, boys and girls. They're falling into hell every day. On the news, Lord, they tell us, not necessarily truthfully, but they tell us how many they deem have died from this pandemic. How many of them never heard your name? How many of them did not go to glory? How many of them entered into hell? The Bible says that the gates of hell will not prevail against your church, Lord. So we come today. You said the righteous take it by force. So, Lord, we call back souls before they enter into hell. We call them back before they leave this life. And we ask you to give them another chance, Lord. Give them another chance. Those that are about to enter into hell, Lord, give them another chance. We plead with you this morning, Lord. Give them another chance. Give them another chance to receive Jesus. Send that nurse in that room that knows you and is full of your word. Let her breathe Romans 10:9-10. Give them another chance, Lord. Give them another chance. Don't let them go into hell. Yes, they've done horrible things in this life, but Jesus has already died for everything that they've done. Jesus has already shed his blood for everything that they have ever done. And so we ask you, Father, to give them another chance. Give them one more chance at eternal life. Give them that hope that you will hear them when they pray. We lift up to you those in the nursing home that are sitting there waiting to leave. They're bored with this life. Lord, stir their heart and remind them of things they heard long ago when they were children. Remind them of the gospel that they heard. Remind them of that Sunday school class that they went to. Remind them of the prayer that they prayed long ago and have now forgotten. Remind them that you are still waiting to hear them pray. You're still waiting to hear that sinner pray. Lord, we come into agreement with that prayer that sinner prayed so that they might enter into your kingdom. We come in agreement with that prayer, Lord, to receive Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. We come in agreement, Father, with that prayer for you to forgive all of their sins. We come in agreement with that prayer, Lord, for you to move their sins as far away as east is from west. We come in agreement, Father, with that prayer, for you to save their lost loved ones as well, Father. We come in agreement that they might not enter into hell, but that they might yet receive eternal life. We give you praise. We give you glory. We give you honor. And we thank you, Father, for hearing our prayers today. We know, Father, that there is nothing hidden before you. Not one thing. Nothing is hidden. Everything is open and naked before the eyes of him with whom we have to do. All things are open and naked before the eyes of him with whom we have to do. Teach us your way, Lord. Lead us in a plain path because of our enemies. And deliver us not, O Lord, over into the will of our enemies. We thank you, Lord, that you hear your people when they cry. You hear your people when they pray. We lift up to you those that are in pain and suffering today, Lord. For no reason of their own, they have done nothing to deserve this. We ask that you heal them this moment. We ask that you open blinded eyes, that you restart weak hearts and strengthen them. We ask that you release the joy of the Lord to them, that is their strength. We ask that you give blood transfusions in Jesus' name. We ask that you heal livers and kidneys in the name of Jesus Christ. We bind spirits of cancer going forth in the name of Jesus Christ. We bind that wicked devil, that thief, that liar, and that murderer in Jesus' name. We send him into the cage to the feet of Jesus for judgment. We call him out of the people of God in Jesus' name. No matter what kind of cancer it is, we bind you in the name of Jesus Christ. We bind every spirit that is not of God, whether named or not named, every illness, every affliction, every malady, every disease, every torment, we bind you in the name of Jesus Christ. We yield our members to you, Father, in righteousness in Jesus' name. You will show us the path of life, and in your presence there is fullness of joy, and at thy right hand there are pleasures forevermore. There are pleasures forevermore, Lord. But, Lord, who would be pleasured to know that their loved one did not make it? No one. For we want the circle, Lord, to be unbroken when we come home to be with you. Yes, we are coming home to be with you. and sooner than we think. The path of the just is as the shining light that shineth more and more unto the perfect day. Father, we will not let your words depart from our eyes. We will keep them in the midst of our heart. We will keep our hearts with all diligence, because out of our hearts are the issues of life. We will ponder the path of our feet, and all our ways will be established. We will not turn to the right hand nor to the left. We will remove our foot from all evil. We ask you, Lord, to help us to keep our lips, because if we don't, you say our religion is vain. You say our religion is vain if we don't keep our mouth, if we don't put a watch over our lips. So, Father, we thank you for this time of prayer today. We thank you for your grace. We thank you that you've heard our prayers, that you've answered our prayers, and that you will touch, and that you will heal, and that you will mend, and that you will set the captives free in Jesus' name. And everybody said amen?
Amen.
Amen. And now the benediction. We want to thank everyone who gave their offering and their tithes at www.miracleinternetchurch.com. At the giving link, we give you praise, Lord, for it. We thank you, everyone who came up to participate in the church prayer meeting today in Jesus' name. And now let the words of our mouths and the meditation of our hearts be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. God bless you. Amen.
Lord.